Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. Your host, Dr. Bessie Fletcher. And today we have some exciting conversations going on. But first, I want to say thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for an opportunity to speak to you this morning and the opportunity to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. Interesting concept, the internet. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to be able to talk to mothers and daughters and have them share their stories, helping us to have an honest conversation with mothers and daughters to have a healing effect on their relationship. Today, you've just joined the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio program, Mothers and Daughters Coming to the Round Table, sitting and talking about their relationships and how to improve them and how to strengthen the generations to come, because we as mothers do have an obligation spiritually assigned by God to raise up another generation and to have them do the will of God. So I'll say again, good morning. I'm seeing people as they come onto the switchboard. Good morning, good morning, and welcome back. The Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio program deals with an honest conversation. It's a place where mothers and daughters come to have that honest conversation. You know, a lot of times we want to say things to our mothers and our daughters, and we just don't know how to say them. A lot of times you want to say it, and, you know, if you say a certain thing, it's just going to, as the old saying goes, you're just going to tick them off, and they will not hear what you're actually saying, but maybe heard something you said years ago, and for some reason, the ears are closed to present conversation. So being a mother is not an easy job, and no one said it was going to be easy, but being a daughter is not an easy job either. So that's why it's such an interesting concept when you're talking about mothers and daughters. And people say to me quite often, why did you choose mothers and daughters? And I say, I didn't choose mothers and daughters. Mothers and daughters chose me. But after being chosen spiritually to focus on the relationships of mothers and daughters, I discovered a lot of interesting mother and daughter relationships. I cannot tell you the many stories that I have encountered over the last 10 years actually doing, specializing in mother and daughter relationships. And most of the times, I would say 8 out of 10 times, it all started, if there's a difficulty or conflict in the mother and daughter relationship, it actually started from something that was very, very small. And it usually starts somewhere between the ages of when a child is in middle school. Usually that's when they are defining and looking at and listening to words that are being said around them. And somewhere in that time frame, they come to the conclusion of an interpretation of what their mother means to them and how they fit into the family and their relationship to the whole scope of the family. That is an age that I tell most people, when you have a child that's in middle school, you need to pay more attention to that child than you did when that child was a baby. Because a baby is just there and is going to, you know, wait to be fed, loved. But a child that's in middle school has just enough information, but not enough, but just enough to make it very difficult for them to make strong decisions, because they think they may know something, but actually they really don't. And so usually it's around that time. Even though I may have mothers and daughters that are in their 30s to 80s in sessions, A lot of times people are amazed about that, and they say, 80 years old, why would you have a mother or daughter that's 80 years old? I said, very easily. That's a mother and daughter that still have not had that honest conversation, because the mother may be 80 years old, but the daughter's in her 50s or 60s, and they still have not had that conversation. And the unique thing about it is that the daughter that's in her 50s has also reared a daughter or a couple of daughters, may have grandchildren, and still living with those thoughts about her mother, that she's not really clear about her relationship with her mother. And you think she's passing all of those thoughts, that energy, down to her daughters and then down to her granddaughters, and it goes on through the generation. So it's very interesting. It amazes me just to sit in a session when it's women of that age. But what is really rewarding is when they come to that moment and the mother says, I can't believe it. All those years, that's what you were carrying around in your heart. And that's why you were acting the way that you act. And then you see a connection take place and a bonding take place. At the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center, what I really, really hope for more than anything else is that mothers and daughters would just stop and say to themselves, how important is this conflict, or how important is the situation that I would lose 30 or 40 years of a beautiful relationship with my daughter, my granddaughter, or great-granddaughter? Or, in essence, keep in mind when we're talking about mother and daughter relationships, you know, these same techniques, these same situations can apply to the mother and a son, or a father and a son. It's all based on principles. It's all based on having faith, trust, honesty, and being able to have that honest conversation. I mean, an honest conversation. Tell the truth. It's hard when we have gone for years just, you know, scaling around the truth, just doing just enough to pacify a person, but not actually saying. And although the truth may hurt in the beginning, yes, it may tear your heart out. But once you get through that pathway and get to the other side of it, it's like a rebirthing. That's when you really know, and that's when you can start all over again. But until you get to that, there's always going to be a wall between you and your daughter, or you and your mother. And you don't want that wall. And I think out of all that I do, the one thing that I know in my heart and soul that I work very hard not only to listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling me and to respond in that in the way in which I'm led, but I work very hard in my heart and soul and praying as mothers and daughters are talking for the connection. I mean, there's nothing else that I want. I mean, there's nothing else that I'm sent to do when I'm dealing with mothers and daughters but to help and to pray and to stand in the gap of that relationship. And the reward is when I see the breakthrough and that mother and daughter actually sometimes through crying and laughing and jumping up and down or whatever, hugging, when I see that, man, I'm like, wow. I mean, that is food for my soul. And that's the only purpose of this whole mother and daughter, is to bring mothers and daughters together. Because when mothers and daughters come together, the whole world will take on a healing. Now, we have a lot of work to do. And that's why I thank all of the mothers and daughters that come to join in on Saturday morning, that share their stories, that give me support and energy, because I can't do this by myself. And I thank God for sending the women that come in on Saturday morning and talk and share and help me by stimulating me and stimulating the spirit within me as the spirit speaks to me. It just generates different information for different people. I don't know who you are out there, most of you, and I don't know what your situations are, but spirit will lead me to a conversation or will lead me to something to say, and I know it's for someone. And I appreciate your emails, and I appreciate your phone calls, and I appreciate the comments, because that let me know that I'm headed in the right direction. Perfect mother and daughter conversation on the Mother and Daughter Blog Talk Radio, we probably would never have. But what we will have is an honest conversation, and we'll do the very best we can to share with you, to give some strength and some enlightenment on how to enjoy your mother and daughter relationship. Because I'll tell you, if you are a woman that have lost her mother, you surely can share with young girls, young mothers, how it feels to be in this world without your mother. Now just think, if you think back on a time when you had your mother in your life and the things that you shared, the fun that you had at the time, the memories that pops up, you do not want to miss that with your daughter. You just don't. It's not even worth it. It's not worth harboring any kind of anger, hate, malice in your heart. You're losing precious time. You're losing the relationship with your daughter that one day, say, for instance, you're older and you're laying up on your bed, you're getting ready to make a transition, you can always go back into your mind. You can always think of the wonderful times that you had with your daughter and your granddaughter and the family in general, the vacations that you had together. Those are things that would comfort your spirit, because it will bring back up the love and the energy that you shared with each other. And you don't want to get to 80 or 90 years old and look back and say, I wish I had. You know, as they say, if Muhammad won't come to the mountain, then you go to the mountain. Your daughter don't come to you, then you go to her. You're the mother. Go to her. But when you go, go correct. Don't go with I am, I am, I am. Go correct. Go with love. And every time you go with love, expecting love, you're going to receive love, because you're going to generate an energy that the daughter will feel or the mother will feel, and acceptance will immediately take place. Now, you can't fool a person by going and saying, you know, I love you and I want to start all over again. And then deep down in your heart, you got some other questions, because those questions are generating a different type of energy. Even though words are coming out of your mouth, the energy around your body is saying and doing something else. And that person can feel. Energy is what we give off to other people. That's when we know somebody is lying to us. Even though we can't prove it, that energy will say to your spirit, you will feel it. That's not the truth. So I want you to know, before you start, make sure you clear out of your head and your heart forgiveness. And that sort of takes us back to what our topic is today. You know, I haven't even gotten into the hello. It just, that's what Spirit wanted me to say. And whoever that fit today, I want you to wrap yourself around it. I want you to take it pray on it, see if it's meant for you, and then do something about it. Don't sit around. Don't allow negative conversation come in to erase the good out of your mind, because the minute you set in your soul and spirit, I'm going to move, I'm going to do, and I'm going to get my daughter. I'm going to get my mother. I'm going to do this. Then that negative conversation is going to come in there and try to convince you, well, if she says this, well, what about that? Don't wait. Don't even listen. And every time the negative conversation comes up, you say to yourself, I don't care. I don't hear you. This is what I'm going to do. This is my family. Because you're going to be lonely. And why be lonely and your heart hurt? It tears down the function of your body. When your family's not together, you're not happy. People can walk around all day long and act as if they're happy and everything is good in their life, but they're not. Because when you are home alone and you're sitting by yourself, you can feel it. And you're going to go through that depressed moment. And then you get around people and you pull yourself up and you pretend. Pretending on the outside is one thing, but you can't pretend in your heart, because your heart knows the truth. So today we're talking about how to generate faith and patience within your mother and daughter relationship. I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and I'm your host, and I thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. As I say, sit back, relax, and join in on our stimulating, honest conversation for today. I hope that this stimulates you. I hope that you feel a tingling sensation that runs from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. And I hope that it motivates you. I hope that your spirit just jump for joy and charge to make a move, take some action towards rekindling your relationship with your mother or daughter. Don't think about it. Don't try to reason about it. Don't try to make it right. Just do. Just go with love. Just go with love. Because within you, you know that God has given you all that you need. You have everything that you need in yourself. Just go with love. And go get your daughter. Go get your mother. Bring them back into your life and enjoy the life that God has given you, and knowing that it's going to help you health-wise, it's going to help you mentally, physically, and in your relationship with others. I'll tell you about the cruise later on. That is not important right at the moment. How to generate faith and patience within your mother and daughter relationship. Again, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher, and we're here sitting at the round table to have an honest conversation. I see mothers and daughters on the switchboard, and I hope that you're having some thoughts to share that can help. You know, sometimes you might have to just pull your heart out. You know, don't think about it. Just let it go. Just let it go. I mean, God knows. If God knows what's in your heart, it doesn't matter what anybody else know or think. It doesn't matter, because there's nothing that they can do for you. There's no place they can put you. There's nothing that they can offer you that God cannot offer you. God is first and almost and all. That's it. There's nothing else. So how to generate that faith and patience within your mother and daughter relationship? First of all, have faith in God. That's the first thing you need to do. And then you need to have faith in yourself. Have faith and patience in your mother and daughter relationship. And then learn how to cultivate faith and patience throughout the life of your mother and daughter relationship. And then when it all adds up, just remember that you can always call on Jesus. He's always there to help you. So, I mean, you're in a win-win situation. Let's look at faith. Now, the world's definition of faith is confident belief in the truth, value, trustworthiness of a person. Faith is an idea or a thing, a belief without proof. And all of that, excuse me, sort of sums up to a similarity, but yet not as definite as faith definition to me that is given to us in the Bible. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And when you look at that, I mean, when you have faith in your mother or daughter, you have confidence in that person. You trust them, and you're committed to them. You know, faith means that you're going to believe in spite of what you see. Now, when you're talking to your mother or daughter, and you're saying to them, whatever your issues are that you need to discuss in the honest conversation, don't assume in your mind or make a conclusion in your mind that they're not telling the truth. See, you got to have faith, and you got to believe and have confidence in that person. You know, even though something may tell you they're not telling the truth, don't just say it. Just listen. Follow it through. Give them time to get to where they need to go. Just listen, and that's where your patience come in. You know, we don't want to have patience. We want it right now, instant. Just like driving up to the drive-thru, you get a hamburger from McDonald's, you go through the drive-thru, they can have it by the time you pay your money and get to the next window. They got your hamburger, they got your french fries, they got your drinks, everything's instant. You can go on the website, you can order something, and all of a sudden they said, you know what, I don't have to ship it to you. Just click download. You can download the product right to yourself instantly. But raising a daughter and having a relationship with a mother or daughter, not instant. It's a process. There's no button that you can push. There's nothing that you can say, I want it right now, and it happened. It doesn't work that way. So not only do you have faith, you got to have patience, and the two have to work hand in hand. You say, oh, I believe, but the but takes out the patience. That separates. It means there's something else out there. I believe, but no. I have faith in my daughter, I have faith in my mother, and I have the patience to help her work through whatever issue it is that we are working through. Because if there's a conflict in the relationship, it's a we. It's not a she. It's something that we have done. Because believe you me, you have contributed to the conflict in some way. You may say, no, I have not. I don't see anything that I've done. And I've had mothers to come in, and that's what they say to me. No, I've done nothing. But she, and you see the but, conjunction to, but she did so and so and so. And whenever you get into that mode, you better believe you have contributed something, because that but would not come except through a thought that you're thinking, no, I'm perfect in the situation, and she's not. So you're hoping for the best, even though you can't see your daughter or your future, you're trusting in your heart and believing God for the very best for them. So, you know, that's that hope for, even though you can't see. And then in the process of the hoping for and you can't see it, you got to have patience as it unfolds and as it develops. You know, the child may not develop in the way that you think, because as I've told many parents during sessions, You cannot control another human being. I don't care if they're 3 months old. I don't care if they're 1 day old. You cannot control another human being. And once you get that concept or that reality into your mind and just let it rest into your subconscious mind, that alone will give you a basis to work with. You cannot control another person. Now, you say, yeah, but that's my child, and I had her, and, you know, God gave it to me, and it's my job to do the best that I can do. I kind of understand that. But then you have to look at it from another perspective and a higher plane. Look at it from God's perspective. God doesn't control us. Now, he can control anything because he created it all. But he allowed us the free will to make decisions and to make choices. Now, what makes you think, as a human, as a mother, that he gave you the power to control another human being when he doesn't have the power to control, because he chose not to have the power, because he wants you to have the free will and for you to come on your own, not that you're coming because he's making you come, so you come on your own. So there again, your daughter has the power to make her own decision. And even a baby can cry, and you walk around for hours holding that baby, talking to the baby, and that baby's going to cry, and you can't control it. You can give a bottle, you can kiss her, you can play, you can tickle, you can do whatever, and then somehow or another, she stops crying, and you think, wow, I got her to stop. And that's our first conclusion or information that we have power over a human being. So faith and patience starts from the very beginning of conception. And I know deep down inside, we all as mothers have the faith and the hope for the best for our daughters. And we want them to be that person that God created them to be. But a lot of times, we don't go to God and ask God for the instructions for this particular child, the daily assignments for this particular child. We just assume that that's our child, we tell them what to do, and they are to follow that. And we lose sight on the fact that God speaks to the child. The child is getting a message, just like you're getting a message, and somehow or another, you've got to be in tune with your child enough to understand why that child is acting a certain way or see where God is speaking through that child. The next thing is that you got to have faith in yourself. Now, it depends upon where you are physically and mentally. You know, you may not have a lot of trust and faith in yourself, so therefore it's hard for you to have trust and faith in your daughter. You ended up being pregnant as a teenager. Well, in your mind, because you made a mistake, you are going to focus on your daughter from that perspective. And that's a lot of cases. That's not every case. Just speaking, in a lot of cases, then that daughter has to pay the price. And you don't have the faith in her because you lost faith in yourself as a teenager. You don't have the patience because anything that you see that looks like something you did as a teenager, you're going to translate that to your daughter and assume that that's where she's at, that's what she's doing, it looks like, smell like, tastes like, so therefore it must be. Not all the time. And then we drive our daughters to in a different direction in which they probably would go because it's, okay, you don't trust me, then I'll just do because you don't trust me anyway. Having faith and patience throughout the relationship is a challenge, because then you have to go through the many stages, and you have to change and adjust, not your faith. Your faith should grow, and that means you believe and you're growing with the child, but you definitely got to adjust the patience to a great degree. And don't take it wrong about faith, because if you have a child that you've reared to 30 years old, 35, and by that time, and come on, you should have enough faith in that child. You should know that child. Patience should be at a minimum, because then now you're talking to an adult. You're not talking to a child anymore. And, you know, when they're little, you have to endure the day-to-day situations and find, you know, solution to solve the problem. And, you know, you have to be persistent, and you have to be tolerant, and faith is what will get you through one day to the other. And that's why you hear so many, I don't care if it's a man or a woman, talk about their mother, because mothers are tolerant. Mothers will figure it out. They are there to nurture the family. And I notice when you're looking at football and you're seeing these guys out there, they're running around, running over everybody, taking the ball and just actually stomping on them. And they'll come right back to the sideline, camera get on them, and they'll say, "Hey, Mama." You know, "Hey, Mama." Mama has that place. So as a mother, you know, it is your job. It says, "I had a praying mother." I had a man tell me this last week. He said, "Thank God that I had a praying mother and a praying grandmother, because without them praying for me, I would not be the person that I am today." They prayed for me. Mothers go to God for faith and believe. They believe God that, "I'm going to give you this child, God. I'm going to give him back to you, because I can't do this, but I'm believing that this boy or this girl is going to turn out to be the child in which you want them to be." And through that faith, somehow or another, it comes back around. That's why they say you raise them up in the church and you raise them up and knowing about God, they will never leave that, because it's in their heart, it's in their soul, and they have the faith growing in them as they see it through you. You can't just say it. They got to see it. They got to see that you love them. They got to see that you trust them. They got to see that you're being honest with them, and not through resentment, suspicions, and distrust and envy. That is not going to get it. And it brings us down to the narrative, and I guess it says I'm on a soapbox this morning, but this is what came up in my spirit, and I just had to get it out, because somewhere, someone, the Holy Spirit is saying, someone needs this. Someone needs it. Someone is listening this morning, and they need it, because it would not be so heavily on my spirit. And it brings us back to Mark 11:22. Have faith in God. That's all you got to do. That's all you need to know. Have faith in God. If you believe in God, then you'll believe in yourself, because you cannot believe in yourself if you don't believe in God. So one builds on the other. And just saying it over and over and over and over again. Whatever the situation is with you, your daughter, with you and your mother, with you, your cousins, your sisters, your girlfriends, all the people that are in your life, it doesn't matter. It has no weight. It carries nothing that is going to add positiveness to you. It's not going to help you if it's negative. Get rid of it. It serves you no purpose. It holds you up from blessings. Because if you have faith in God, you're not going to hate anybody. You're not going to walk around with conflict and unresolved issues. You're going to hear yourself. Now, you can't do it for someone else, because that's when that control comes in. You can't do it for them. But you can do it for you. You can clear your plate. If it's something that you need to say, then say it, get rid of it, and have faith in God to believe that you have cleared your plate. I am good to go, and I'm okay. Don't block your good because you are housing a hidden thought that you think nobody else knows in your heart. Because you know it and God know it. And that's all that matters. So, you know, when I look back at it and I think it says, well, you know, how do I get to that faith? How do I have that faith? You know, faith is something that, you know, I'm doing a lot of studying on and I'm trying to really get it down pat myself. So I don't have everything down pat. I'm just telling you what's coming up in my spirit right now, and I'm learning as I go with you. So, you know, when I open up the airways, and I'm sorry I'm going so long, but it's just something that's in me and I have to say it, but I'm opening up the airways for discussion. I see you waiting. But faith is all there is. You can have nothing, you can do nothing without faith. And I often wonder, you know, there's a lady that was talking to me. People, when I get conversations, they'll call me, and sometimes they assume I have the answers, and I have to tell them, no, I don't have the answer, but we can talk it through, we can pray on it, and we can seek God for it because I'm in the same boat that you're in. I'm trying to figure it out, make sure I get it right as well. So let's study it together. Let's talk about it and see if we can come up with something and meditate on it and see what God tells us. And one lady was saying, you know, how do I know when I have faith the size of a mustard seed? You know, we've all grew up hearing just have the faith of the size of a mustard seed. And I used to think, well, that's not a lot of faith. I mean, a mustard seed is very small, so I should have that much faith. And I'd wonder why things was not happening in my life. And this is what I was sharing with her. You know, I would say, I looked at a mustard seed, surely I have that much faith. Come on now. But why is this not happening? But obviously, I was looking for it to happen right then and there. It wasn't about the size of the faith. It was about patience. It was about not losing my faith when it didn't happen right then and there. If it didn't happen in the next few days, then I'm like, oh, okay. Then I must not have had enough faith. Doesn't mean that you didn't have enough faith. Just mean that you didn't have the patience. You didn't believe in God enough to know that it was going to happen. Believe it and move on because it would catch up with you at the right place and time. All about timing. So I told her, I said, you know, she says, you know, I cry and I pray and I ask God, you know, what is it? Why am I not receiving? And I'm a good person, and I could relate to that. I think many of us have questioned God and have really given our resume to God and said, you know, well, look, God, this is what I've done. And I'm a good person. I've done this and this, and I help the sick, and I go out and I take care of older people, and, you know, and I deserve. And why is this not working for me? It has nothing to do with faith. It just means that you're serving. You're a servant. You're helping someone. That's nothing to do with faith. Faith is believing in God, believing that whatever you ask, you're going to receive and don't doubt it. And whenever that doubt comes in or whenever, you know, that little negative energy comes, Satan comes in to steal that joy, then you could be stripped of your faith. And therefore, you have to start all over again. So I would tell her, I said, you know, sometimes she said, well, sometimes I get it when I'm crying and begging and sometimes I just have a fit. I get on the floor and I do all these things and I just want to make God hear me. And I say, you know, I understand that, been there, they can say and done it. But I think somewhere between the begging and the crying, it's like an instance of faith. There's a connection somewhere in between there because God heard you. Maybe you didn't recognize it, and therefore the miracle was granted. And with that, not knowing it, you had no way to challenge it that it wasn't going to happen because it was something that happened between the crying and the begging. You managed to have enough faith to get God's attention. Now, that's just my little scenario of it. I call it in between begging and crying. But anyway, just a little lightning on it, you know. So I told her, you know, stop crying and know, just have faith in God and know that whatever you ask, you're going to receive. And that kind of brings us back, wow, to today. Man, this is really powerful. I'm going to go on the air and open it up. The switchboard is open, and it's I can see people out there listening and taking it in. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. So, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I was enjoying the topic this morning with faith and patience. And I think we as mother, we have to have the faith when we're raising our daughters or our sons. We have to, like you said, always put God first. We have to have faith in God and in His Word, what He says about our children. And then we have to have faith that that our children will receive, that they will obey, and the seed that we have planted in our children. And even though it may not seem at a period of time that it may not seem that they're taking the heed to the doctrine they were taught, we have to have that faith and patience to believe that it will, because the Bible says when we train up a child in the way he should go, when they're old, they will not depart from it. It doesn't say what happens between the time when you train them and the time that when they're old. So the Bible lets us know right then that they will sometimes, some may stray away, but you have to realize this. Training is something in a child. When we train someone, it is instilled, and it will always come back to that person. So, you know, we have to have faith in ourselves that, okay, especially when you've done it the way God has instructed you to do it. And you just have to be patient and continue to pray. But like you said, a lot of us don't want to be patient. A lot of us want that microwave answer, and it doesn't always happen that way, which in turn helps you to grow spiritually with the Lord. So once we realize that we've done all that we can do, we have to leave it up to God and be patient with God as He worked with them and have the faith that He will.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Because, you know, and I like what you said, it doesn't say what happens between the in-between times, because that's the challenge there. You know, if you just put this, plant the seeds, just like an oak tree. You can plant an acorn, and you can dig it in the ground and fertilize it and do all the things and put it in there and water it. And as a gentleman I heard say, you know, you're not going to stand back immediately and say, stand back, here she goes, because it's not going to just come that up out of the ground and grow up into a big oak tree. That's not going to happen. So the same thing with our children. You plant the seeds, and then you nurture them all during the years. But somewhere along the line, you're going to see the growth. You're going to see something from what you plant. And the same thing is with our parents planting in us. Because that's why when I'm talking to mothers and daughters, I say to them, we turn into our mothers. And a lot of women would say, no, not really. I don't want to be like my mother. And a lot of women say, well, good, you know, because my mother was this, that, and the other, and I'd love to be like my mother. But there were some things, and there goes that but again, there were some things that I didn't like, and so I'm going to take those out. And that's fine, because that's what you're supposed to do. You kind of cultivating and creating your own style. But it's that in between where patience is needed. You have to have patience in order to get that child to the next level. And this morning, I don't know, it just came on my spirit that faith, and God was saying, without faith, you know, nothing. You can't even please God. So what would you want to do anything that doesn't please God? If you don't have faith in your children, then you're not pleasing God. And people will go around and think, oh, no, I love my child, blah, 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 and you don't even have faith in them. You've got to have faith. And that child is a part of God, so, you know, it's his own creation. So you're not pleasing God and by not having faith. You've got to have faith. Does that make sense to you?
It does. It really does. And we as parents, we have to trust our raising. I remember my son, I've always tried to bring my children up in the fear and admiration of the Lord. I've never been one to just tell them about Santa Claus or the tooth fairy. I just told them the truth and gave them the real meaning behind different things from a biblical point. But and that was when they were small, and I continued it. And even though they got into their teens and got young adulthood, they did stray. But my son decided after high school last year he wanted to go into the service. And even though he was giving me some challenges through high school, when he went into service, I really believe I saw the fullness of that scripture where it said train up the child, because when he went to basic training, he would write me and send me scriptures and tell me what he was standing on, how he was praying and trusting God. Whereas when he was here and getting into trouble, it just seemed like he didn't even realize God was still alive. But then it made me realize that I had planted a seed, because I always tell my children that, you know, you have to have faith in God. You have to do the right thing, and God will hear you as you do the right thing and give your life and commit yourself to him. And when he would write me letters, he would send me different scriptures. He would talk about how he was going to Bible study. And till this day, he always said that is what really got him through. And he was only 18 years old at that time. So it may not seem like it's working. I just want to encourage people, but you have to really have the patience. You have to trust God. And just make up your mind when it comes to your children, no matter how difficult it looks, you're going to pass this test so you can have a great testimony.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I like that. Pass the test. I hadn't thought about it from that angle. Yeah, it is. And it is a test. It's a test in order to have the testimony, because now, you know, when we are here and we're talking about mothers and daughters, I do have mothers, and that's why I like it when you talk about your son, because I don't want mothers to think that we're exclusive of sons. It's all inclusive. Those are your children. Those are your children. It's just that daughter is going to help produce another family. So I just like to say that, because I know I see people here on the switchboard, and, you know, and I want them to know that, you know, we're talking about your sons as well. Because you're going to create fathers, and they are going to be able to, you know, plant seeds into the children as well. And they need
right.
to be able to work with the mothers so that it will be, you know, they're planting the same seeds, you know what I'm saying? And one not planting roses and one planting, palm trees. You got to be on the same page, in the same field, planting the same, you know, spiritual word. But,
right.
yeah, I tell them, I said, you know, it makes you, and I can only imagine, it fills your heart with joy to see that, Lord, I thought I might have missed it, but it came up. I can see just a little, just, you know how you plant something? I'm from the South. So when you're planting, and after a few weeks, you see just a little bud come up out the ground.
That's right.
Wow. The bees are coming up. How do you know? It's a little bud. It has just a little bud. And then all of a sudden, you go back in a few weeks, and then you see a little greenery hanging on to it. And before you know it, it's just like overnight, you go back into the garden, and there's plants there. You're like, what in the world? So the same thing happens with human beings. We are the same way. Over the years, that because you are close to that child and because you are there watching it 24 hours a day, you can't see that growth. You can't see, you know, the manifestation of those seeds and how they're popping up out of the ground and how they're just blooming. But
that's right.
If you have that conversation with your child, you can hear it and you can feel it. And by receiving those letters, that really put it front and center in your life.
Right.
Because you may have thought it and prayed for it and hoped for it, but the minute he sent those letters, you were like, I can only imagine you saying, God, thank you.
And I'll tell you something else about it. I'll tell you something else. It makes you, it's something to think about. You may meet someone, you know, down just in passing, and that person may seem like there's no hope. But if you just plant that seed about Jesus, people don't realize how important the seed is. And that's why the Bible tells us to pray for laborers, because the harvest is plentiful. And if you have one laborer plant the seed, and then along comes someone else, another laborer, and they water the seed, and then someone else come along, pretty soon that seed is just going to blossom. And that's how the Word of God is in a person's life. The Bible tells us we'll win them by our testimony. Well, if you haven't ever had a challenge with your daughters or your sons, or you just feel like giving up, you know, someone can just tell you, okay, just continue to plant that seed. I've known a young man, he planted a seed for his mother. He got his mother involved in the church because she would just stay home, and finally her curiosity, he planted the seed, and she came on in and she gave her life to the Lord. So the seed planted is not just limited to the younger generation, is also open for the older generation as well.
That's true. That is so true. That's why I tell you that when we're talking and having a conversation, that what we are saying, the principles and the methodology that we're using, it applies to everybody. It's the same thing. The word, faith, it all applies to all of us. And you can take those and actually apply them with your girlfriends. You know, plant a seed into your girlfriend. Plant a seed into your coworker. You can plant a seed to one of the meanest persons on the job. Can't get along with them. But you can go and say, I have the faith to believe that this person and I are going to become the best friend. I believe that. Because when you say that, you're going to generate a spirit within you. And that spirit of change within you are somehow going to connect to that person. They won't even know what happened to them, because of your faith, they changed. All of a sudden, one day you look up and they go, hi, how are you today? And you're like, oh, wow, you look around, front and back, say, she's talking to me? Simply because you forgot that you plant that seed. We have the power to do that. But I always say, start at home. If you can't start at home, then how are you going to go outside your home to plant seeds? Why would you want to plant seeds outside and not even plant seeds within your own mother or daughter? You got to start at home. Then you got the testimony to go out and plant seeds in other people's lives. That's the way I look at it. You know, because that mother and daughter relationship is so powerful. It is so powerful. It will consume your thoughts and your behavior with other women. And when you get a bunch of women together that are having various conflicts with mothers and daughters, then they have conflicts with their sisters, they have conflicts with their friends, they have conflict with the women on the job, you know, and they don't realize that it stems right back to something that you started off mostly with your mother. And if it wasn't with your mother, It was with your sister. And 9 times out of 10, if you had a really good relationship with your mother, you would have a good relationship with your sisters because that was brought up that way. And people say, well, no, I've had a good relationship with my mothers and sisters, but something happened. What happened? And if you did have it, it should be really easy to go back and correct it because you have to go back to when it was good and realize, man, we used to have some really good times. I remember when, and I want to live back in that again. You know, mama's here. Let's go and get mama. Let's go to dinner. Let's go on vacation. Let's do something. And if your mother's not there, that's even more reason to get together. Just in memory of your mother, that she has planted good seeds, because your behavior is going to dictate what you think about your mother. It's going to dictate whether you think or thought that your mother really planted good seeds, because your behavior is really the reflection of your mother. If I get out here and do all kinds of things, then it's going to look back and then, you know, what did her mother teach her? Because she's really not using what was taught. So I'm trying to do the very best I can, because I would like for people to know that my mother really worked hard. She, you know, did the very best she could to make sure that I knew God and that I knew I could always go to God to get the answers that I need. That's all she needed to teach me, was how to get to God, because everything else was within that. Does that make sense? Okay, I thought Janice was still there. But the whole essence is that you need to always think about, where am I? Where's my faith? And how much patience am I willing to give in this relationship? And I guarantee
right.
you, if you just build yourself on having faith in God, everything else will come together. And if you want to take it a step further, you can go to Mark 11, 23 and 24, knowing that whatever you believe and whatever you say, you can receive. Because I find it hard for people to understand how you can separate. You know, if either you believe what the Bible says or you don't. And if you believe it, he says, whatever you ask for and have faith and believe in your heart, you shall receive it, then you should have a relationship with your daughter. You should have a relationship with your family. Because you don't have it, it's because somewhere along the line, you don't believe it in your heart. Because God's word is the truth.
Amen.
And I'm going to finish this and I'm going to let you come back. God's word is the truth. And so now, if he doesn't lie, that means that somewhere along the line, we are not doing something. Because he said, if you ask and you believe in your heart, and believe it and don't doubt it in your heart, you should have whatever you say. So even if you just went and said, you know, I want to be able to create this wonderful relationship with my family, and I believe that I receive it, you're going to have it. Spirit will make sure that everything come together for that, if you believe that, because God said you can have it. He said it would happen, and it will happen. But if you don't have it, it means that somewhere along the line, when you say the words, you don't believe it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just also wanted to add, too, it's very important that you might be mindful when you talk to people, because if your seed is planted and you believe in God and you allow someone to come and corrupt that seed, then that's just as bad. So we have to be careful when we're believing, when we're trusting God for faith, and if your child or your daughter or your son, for that matter, and people say, well, you know, he's just like this one or he's just like that, well, it's no hope, then you need to dismiss those people immediately from around you. Because the Bible tells
right.
we're not to be unequally yoked. And a lot of people take that scripture and think and run with it, thinking it means as far as husband and wife. Yeah, that is true too. But then you shouldn't hang around people and that's not in agreement with you. If people cannot
mm-hmm.
say something that's going to edify your faith, then you you need to dismiss them. And I do that. You know, I don't need to be around a negative conversation. If I'm believing for my children to get saved, if I'm believing God for a house, whatever I'm believing God for, I don't need to be around someone that's saying, well, you know, girl, the way the economy is now, you'll never get a house or whatever. It's time to say, okay, well, I'll get with you later. You have a good day. Don't stand there and argue with them, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants confrontation. So it's just time for you to move down, move on, and let them continue believing what they want to believe, and you stay one in tune with God.
That's it. I agree with you. All right. What a wonderful show today. This has been wonderful. Faith and patience within your mother and daughter relationship. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day. Have a blessed week. I hope that something was stimulated in your spirit, that you can go out and at least just have a thought on it. And if it doesn't fit you, throw it in trash can number 13 and move on. God bless you. Have a great week. Bye-bye.